Hello, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Smile Angela. And Shady all late with his clappers.
Hey, you got to make sure you do it right, man. If you do it, you can't just come in any old way.
Yeah. So, welcome to the show, everyone. Glitz and Glamour, once again. What do we have for you guys tonight? We have our interview tonight with Sly Coop, the winner of week before last, Hot or Not Song Battle. And we also have a topic following that, which I will give to you later. So, ready?
Another much, you know, is getting ready to give this magazine, launching tomorrow, And, every freaking issue, man, like, I learn so much something new every time that, you know, this always, because people understand, don't get stuck in one area. Always improve on what you're doing, and I feel that this one is really, as I said in my edit notes in the magazine, this is really starting to define the magazine is about, and just the way it's, you know, and you're really getting the best quality, period. And then, you know, there's always going to be room to improve in that, but, oh, my God, like, I really just so happy how y'all came together for this issue.
Oh, really? So, well, I guess I'm excited to see it myself since I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I like to, because, you know, really, you know, because every time, too, it's you always challenge, you know, always challenge you a whole lot in there every time. And it's always great. Like, you, like, well, one thing is I think you don't realize your greatness, you're greater than what you think you are. I mean, not saying that you don't think that you think you suck, but I feel that you don't realize that how much of a great asset you really are. And every time I give you an assignment, you know, it's tough, trying to make it tougher and tougher, and just to really push you to be able to bend and not just do stuff for me, but do stuff as a whole, because that's what it's all about, is helping you become a stronger brand. You really attacked this time. This time, not only did she do women's fashion, too, she went into male's fashion, so it was a pretty good pick.
Whoop. Yeah, it is something different every time, I guess, especially with the men's fashion, because it's not something that I've done before. The men's fashion is fun, although women's fashion is probably more fun. Hey, best of the world, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Have you watched Love and Hip Hop New York the other night?
No, I haven't even watched it at all yet. I've really been working hard on all this other stuff to impress. And they Love and Hip Hop does not pay my goddamn bills, so they have to wait to
like,
back
I haven't
for
watched it either. I haven't watched it either because I've been like super busy, and I'm really sad about it because usually I like to stay updated on the gossip. And then, I really don't care about Love and Hip Hop, but Chrissy and Mr. Jones, that's my show. And I missed it. And I'm not happy about it, okay? So, I'm going to have to figure out a way to watch that. I guess I should go ahead and
do it a million times. You know how they do, Angela. They'll show them episodes a million times. We'll get a chance to see them if we miss them.
Well, the bad part about it is I record it, but I just don't have the time to, like, sit down and watch it at all.
I'm always, because it's busy. Like, I mean, really, any day, it's not necessarily, you know, this store of salt. It's just we're busy people. And people just, you know, there's some people that say they're busy, but they're not really doing them. And versus us, we really are really doing what we say we're doing. We really always working our behinds off. Treating our regular jobs in our grinds.
Yeah. That's very, very true. And unfortunately, I didn't get to hang out with Faye while I was in Fort Worth this past weekend. Because, like,
I was busy with the last night. I know you were working hard, so I wasn't tripping. But I was like, oh, man, like, every time she's here, I don't get to hang out with her.
But look, let me tell you about this. This is what really made me so damn mad. Oh, I got so mad. Okay, so I went to the event. It was at the little race car, NASCAR, motor car, whatever it is, stadium. And, you know, got my car, everything's fine. So I leave at 2 o'clock, get in my car, and my car will not start on. It's not showing any signs of dead battery or any other of those problems that I don't know what possibly be. So I'm like, okay, what the hell? So I call a tow truck. Being the fact that I'm at this big-ass stadium with thousands of people, it took the tow truck till about 5:30 before they found my ass in all that chaos. It gets better. Once the tow truck gets there, towed me on back to my dad's house, he drops my car, and I get in, and I push the button to start the car up, and it starts right up. Like a hell. I wasted 3 hours of my life for no reason. That's the type of stuff that just pisses me off. After that, my day was like shot to hell. And I was like, well, now it's time for me to do the rest of the work that I had planned. So that was pretty much my weekend. And then because Sunday morning I had to get back up and go to work. And everybody wanted to go to this party and this strip club. And I missed all of that. And I will apologize, guys. So, yes, I'm already planning a return trip to Dallas and Fort Worth. For everybody that did not get to see me while I was there.
Yeah,
this is like on top of my list. This is like the second time.
No, but you've been well, the first time was three technically, because the first time you were here, you just happened to be you were in Fort Worth. You was in Fort Worth. I know you were in Fort Worth. Second time, you were busy and all that good stuff. And, yeah, like I said, at the end of the day, if you're busy, it's cool. But I still want to see my people. It is what it is. I want to see my people.
Yeah, boy. So, guys,
yes.
I'm going to go ahead and let you know what the topic is. Before I go into what the topic is, it will start at about 11-ish, same as last week. And I have my girl Desi, who will be back as well this week. And y'all make sure y'all follow her on Instagram and Twitter. Her name is DIMP87, D-I-M-P-8-7. And this week's topic is mixing business with pleasure. So, you know, let them marinate for a little bit, but that's what tonight's topic is going to be on the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure Steady will find this rather interesting. I'm sure he has plenty of input.
Obviously, you know, my mouth is always running 24/7. That's stupid time.
So do you ever, like, go back and listen to, like, past shows that we've had? Yeah, I did that last week's show.
You know, sometimes
I trip
out.
And the dude
out,
who called in talk about the little penis was so hilarious, okay? Like, I cracked up all over again.
Yeah, I use the studying tools to kind of learn what I do, what we do and stuff and whatnot. So I really do listen back to the stuff, man. Man, some of the stuff is just so classic that you listen to. Like, I think that was one of the most classic moments on the show. And that's what I always love is that, you know, you come in, it doesn't feel like it's the same stuff's going to happen on the show every freaking time you come. You never know. It's always a mixture. And we keep it informative and keep it fun and crazy and all that good stuff, too.
Yeah, buddy.
All righty. Well, I guess it's about that time.
It's about that time for what, Jody? That sounded pretty
music.
Cheesy. But no,
amazing,
seriously, though.
Alright, so we got some stuff by Amir, Amir Jackson. This is, we got two tracks from him. We got Best Behavior and we got Trash Talk. This is what we're going to go with first, Angela.
We're going with Trash Talk first. It just sounds cool.
Alright. We'll be back after this music break.
Nigga, shout out to my boy Keith the Geek for this one. Came real nice on this one, dog. I hear you, boy. You know, niggas been waiting on it and waiting on it. I see y'all talking y'all shit. I see your post, I see your status. Nothing.
You in the building, then I'm demolition. I got more bars than life in prison. So sleepy hollow, got my head missing. Staying off my phone cause the feds was. Wake up in your spot and make your bed different. How you waking up with your bed missing? I'm the bomb, terrorism. If the mic takes, then I'll address the nation. You won't find all destinations. Keep it moving on you if I see you hating. Money train, I was there to make it. Ass Luke Kane, I'm a fire kicker. On point like I got it missing. Talk a lot of shit and got a lot of tissue. At my best when the clock is ticking and I'm on time like glass slippers. Flow sicker than a free clinic. She ain't fucking with me, you ain't fucking with me. Closest friend, stop fucking with me. Hear the struggle, started plotting on me. I'ma watch the homie, you the kids only. I get in the booth and start feeling lonely. Cause I know that I'm the only one that's gone. When it's said and done, I ain't hearing no one. Popcorn, it's a celebration. I see it coming like it's in the making. Real is real, these other niggas faking. Cook the mic and I'm a great faker. You ain't about it, I'm the first to doubt it. Your vision crowded like your hair was shrouded. You don't eat like you was trying to starve. And your ass frail as in a China doll. Heard your music and I think it's worthless. First problem, you ain't got a purpose. Mad at me like I told you try it. Other niggas is the ones flying. This shit ain't free, you gotta pay the price. I make it look like it was overnight. If you kinda hot, then I've been burnt. You cooling off like the winter. Go dig a hole with your rabbit ass. Got the nerve to call a nigga trash. Badass, you a baby kid. Probably cross-dress like Shanae did. I'll crush you, nigga. Have you heard different? Seen different, you can't see me, bitch. Take a sip while I'm getting rich. I'm still me, I still keep a G, I still keep a street when I see the need. I don't see the need to stay in the streets. I don't fuck with niggas like white sheep. I don't trust niggas trying to bite me. Might bust a nigga trying to fight me. I like white bitches like iced tea, but my bitch blacker than coffee. I like back rubs and dick tugs. I get in your bitch like Dig Dug. Hit your ass with a mean mug while I leave a mess for you to clean up. Got a bunch of problems like 99. Starting off is working 9 to 5. Fuck a job, I'm the boss of mines. Might cut you off if you cross the line. Swag prices, shit don't cost a dime. I done lost my mind about 100 times. Live a dull life and now it's time to shine. Old ice is done melted down. Now my head is gone like lost and found. I ain't singing nothing, kinda ante up. Give a damn for what? I don't flow enough. I'll boo your bitch if she ain't showing up. I don't see a need for me to sober up. Fuck a double cup, I pick the bottle up. Fuck slowing down, I pick the bottle up. Got a lot of luck and got a lot of skill. Couple months, I might sign a deal. Tat it on me, let you know it's real. Finna show you how to keep a trio. Kiss the ring once you take a meal. Yeah, nigga. You know who I'm talking to, right? Yeah, I'm talking to you, nigga. You said you spit better than me, right, huh? Come on, boy. You ain't fucking with me, dog. Keep that little shit down there where it belongs, you heard me? Trill shit. Westside, nigga, for life. Better get that shit right. Badass. You ain't shit, nigga. Fuck your whole world up, boy. They said talk shit, so I'ma talk shit, you heard me? Ah.
Easy on the count.
Yeah. Bet you thought you knew me, huh? Never could imagine that I'd tell you keep it moving, huh? Tell me what you want and I'ma tell you what to do without. Only room for one and I'm working on a new amount. People see the struggle, it ain't nothing we could do about. Fighting nightmares, this ain't nothing that I dreamed about. Always knew that I would be the one that got singled out. Bet my phone ring when I start to put these singles out. Who is
was you? Who was you? Nobody told me we was cool. Graduated, I don't fuck with niggas from my high school. Getting it, I don't see the second guess my right move. Feeling it, starting to get cocky in this dark room. You can see in shots, I'ma take them from a bar stool. Keep an open tab just because a nigga wants to. No second guess, first thought is I'm going in. Froze hands until I find a pen with some good grip. Keep it real, I ain't fucking around with that hood shit. Little did you know I started fucking me a hood bitch. Everything she do, I have a feeling like she crushing it. Wants to get married, I don't see the need in rushing it. Fairy tale end is always in from a myth. I could really use a roof, I'm at the edge of a cliff. Holding on to the ledge, starting to think about all these books I have read. Things being said, other things in my head. All the prayers being heard, do they fall on deaf ears? How come every year I end up saying next year? Is it my time to go? Are they ready for a mirror? I see a couple ain't, so they no longer here. Jealousy and hate is what a lot of y'all feel. It wouldn't make a difference, I got love for you still. I'm only here to eat, I don't hunt for the kill. Living for a split second moment of a chill. I can see that I've changed, but the pain is the same. Still have a heart if I didn't have a brain. It's 24 years too long to complain. I wonder if you can understand what I'm saying. Or like me, all these words stuck to the chain. Trying to break free from a set piece, I'm willing if you let me. Get it off your chest, best advice you can give me. Start to speak my mind, you stop being friendly. I don't judge you off of honest opinions. Call it what you want, I'ma call it how I see it. Worked it out with Jesus, now we exercising demons. Started here today, we have a mutual agreement. Holding up my end of the bargain, best believe it. I'm a witness to the world like everybody else. Always talking to themselves, really asking for some help. Can't you hear me screaming, help, bitch, I hope you burn in hell with me. Lola wants some Ken Griffey's West Coast, Ben did it. Don't be offended if I go off the record, just a little bitty smidgen, nothing more than a... Get to bragging on my city repertoire. Different women, countless money. I'll be spinning on some shit that burn. I'm missing. I don't swing and never miss it. Don't listen, you might miss it. Drop a CD called Explicit. Talk about a princess. Ali in this motherfucker. Presidential flow. I get impeached in this motherfucker. Everybody round scared to speak on this motherfucker. 10 toes down, 2 feet in this motherfucker. Bars too wide to fall asleep for this motherfucker, nigga.
Uh-huh. Could've kept going. But I thought, for the sake of all y'all, I'd stop right there.
And we're back.
And we're back. Listen, Valerie, the host, Model Angela, along with my co-host, Houston Leary. And that will... Two tracks that we just heard was from Amir, the Amir Jackson on Twitter. And his music was actually sent in to me by one of his biggest supporters, not even himself. And I actually do like his music, so shout out to him. And I guess we'll go ahead and get started with our interview with Sly Coop. I do believe we have him on the line at this time. Maybe not. Maybe he should tell me.
Hi, ladies. We have the man, the hour in the building.
Hello. Good day, Sly Coop. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Welcome to Glitz and Glamour.
Hello.
The official welcome. You know, I didn't give you the official welcome on the way. Hold on. Let's get it right. Let's get it right.
Appreciate it.
You need to get on with them bunch of damn claps. It should be 30 minutes late.
Okay.
So I'll be over here running around trying to be taking my head cut off.
Anywho, we're about to go ahead and get into our interview with Sly Coop tonight. So, how you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing good. Been working hard, you know what I'm saying? You know, basically in the studio, you know, same old. Preparing for this new.
That's what's up. I asked you to save me some time while I find my interview question.
Yeah. I was rolling up right now. It was either rolling up or feel like, you know, singing them questions real quick. So I chose to roll up.
You know, that's really not okay. Okay, now the name. Sly Coop, please explain to me this name.
Well... A lot don't know, but my pops, his name, Sylvester, and they call him Big Sly, you know what I'm saying? So they was going to name me Sylvester, and I was going to be a junior, but, you know, he didn't feel that was like the name to give a little kid at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like that's like a grown ass man name. Like just think me being a little kid, just being light skinned and shit with the name Sylvester, that just wouldn't just cut it. So you know, I just took that. You know, when I got a little older, and you know. You know, I get the cool because, you know what I'm saying, hey, you know, hey, just sound cool as fuck.
It is really a cool name, though. I will give you that much. So, what is the name of the track that you sent us for our song battle?
The extra song?
Yep.
Oh,
it was,
song
no,
battle.
Not your extra
oh,
song that you won the battle with.
Vega.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm in the studio right now with my homie that produced that record, Bro Dini, a track with us. He working on a new track right now. Basically, my uncle on my pop side, Uncle Charles used to have his donut shop off of Alameda and Sophomore right there. It's a Walgreens now, but it used to be his donut shop, and That shit was live. I'm talking about we used to go in over there like after school, and then my cousin used to play the video games. He had the arcade game. Street Fighter was my favorite one. I used to go at it with my older cousin and shit, like going hard. I'm talking about fucking blisters on my fingers going hard, you know what I'm saying? So I always had a love for video games growing up. So I wanted to, you know, show my love of video games, you know, with a live ass, you know, collab with my boy Bro Dini. You know, I'm actually sticking on this little Street Fighter thing. I got this project I'm working on called Street Figures. And I already got one track already with my boy Mike Red and Ray T called Chun Li. You know, the script is out there. Y'all need to, you know, go on and, you know, look for that. Tell them they play that shit, girl. You know what I'm saying? They gonna do that. So, and you know what I'm saying? Boy, bro, then, you know what I'm saying? It's that boy, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just keeping it in the family, you know, coming with this live shit, you know what I'm saying? Because the nerds and geeks feel me. They gonna be like, shit, I want to see a bitch, you know, chilling on the pole, too. You know what I'm saying? I throw some data and gigabytes out there. You know what I'm saying? I download that shit. That's up with it, you know.
So, like, how long have you been actually rapping? Is this something new, or have you been in it for a while?
I officially would say, like, probably like a year and a half or two. It's always been a passion, music. Actually started off singing, choir, you know, so to say. And, you know, I like poetry as well. And I like writing, period. So, excuse me, it's basically just, you know, something I picked up eventually, like, especially like in middle school, transitioning into high school. There weren't too many people doing it back then, but, you know, people keep going. And like I said, y'all know how that goes. So, you know, you either had to show up or you had to, you know what I'm saying, go in the bathroom and eat your lunch. You know, so I always had to show up. For real.
So, like, you just said you were in the studio and you previously used to write poetry and things like that. So, of course, you use all that as an influence with your writing. So, do you actually write your music or do you just lay your tracks down? Like, what's your
formula? Usually the process, I ain't going to give all the game away, but, you know, I'll probably just, you know, say how we did same track. Like, I usually come up with an idea I have, and I either send it to a producer or however, you know, the idea, and then they'll either come up with something that they already have or they'll just come up with something brand new, like Chun Li. It was an idea I had. I approached my homie Mike Red, you know what I'm saying, and he was fucking with it. We collabed with my boy Bro Dini. Bro Dini was fucking with it, so it was just a live ass little track that, you know, we're looking to take somewhere, and you know it'll go somewhere just because the whole presentation of the whole, you know, track, you know, it's just well put together, you know. everything's well thought of, you know, marketing wise, it's going to be a good look.
That's what's up. So when are you expecting to release a mixtape or EP from these tracks?
Which one? I'm sorry?
The whole EP, the whole album.
Which one?
For the Chung Lee and the Vega.
Well, that Street Figures is something that's in the works right now. So, you know what I'm saying? That's something that's in the works. So, that's something that's, you know, it ain't in the back burner, but it's something tucked off, you know what I'm saying, in the vault, you know what I'm saying, in the secret file, you know what I'm saying? Dash semicolon and some extra shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to pull that out when necessary, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm most definitely working on my next solo project, which is a follow-up to my first I dropped 2 years ago called Bombs of Knowledge. And it's the sequel called Bombs of Knowledge 2. And shit, it's going to have some nice, tight features on it. I'm looking to put a lot of people that I fuck with, you know, in a right position to where everyone gets exposure from this project that it's been 2 years in the making. And I know everyone's going to see a transition from, you know, the first project as far as how I approach certain records, how, you know, I presented them as well. You know, the style's not changed, but the delivery and everything like that, you could tell I'm evolving as an artist. So, you know, I'm excited to get that, you know, together. And that's dropping on December the 23rd. So when y'all waiting in line to get y'all gammas, you know, y'all wait to get your gammas, make sure y'all fucking download that Bombs of Knowledge 2, 12/23/13.
Well, y'all heard him. So what is the inspiration to your lyrics?
Well, me just growing up, I was inspired by a lot of different time frames. My mom used to, we used to ride around, you know, she used to play 102, and they used to have Quiet Storm, used to come on at 7 o'clock. As soon as that came on, Smuggler Rock hit them notes, I knew it was official, you know what I'm saying? We was either going to be asleep or we was all going to be sleeping, singing along in the car, you know what I'm saying? So, just listening to, like, old school music, you know, a lot of big influences. Just I listen to a lot of different music. So what I write usually is a situation I'm going through with somebody I know. So, you know, a good writer, you know, you wouldn't even know the two. So, you know, you got to decide for yourself. So that's why I like to give my audience, you know what I'm saying? I like to give them a choice, you know, decipher, you know, reality from fiction.
Interesting. So it's very interesting that you say that, because we're about to go get in to your new track that you sent me, Cuss the Chick Out, Future and Rapey. So, based on relations and experiences, I take it that you cuss the chick out.
Yeah, I done had to cuss a few, you know, chicks out in my day and time. You know, I'm not too proud of it, but hey, it was necessary at the time, you know what I'm saying? So rather that than, you know what I'm saying, it escalated, you know. We don't want shit to escalate
like
very quickly. you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to, you know what I'm saying, you know, keep everything cool, you know what I'm saying? But it's a fun record. It's produced by my homie Tanner Brown, out of Austin, Texas. He's a DJ / dubstep producer out there. And, you know, the homie Ray came through, he was fucking with it. He was like, shit, let's do it.
All right, so we're about to go ahead and get into the new one by Sly Coop featuring Ray P, Cuss the Chick Out.
Shout out DJ Fat. DJ Fat. DJ Fat.
Okay. gon' do it like this.
Yeah, I'm feeling this bitch, right?
We finna do our thing, right?
Make me act up in this bitch, though.
Okay. These hoes just wanna fuck. I'm Sly Coop and I don't give a fuck. Catch your boys like I'm old book. Fuck around my round book. I'm the only shit that I have your monster. Get that ass a hair rest. I smoke good but cut better. Ain't trying to hit them four letters. Although leader up on four of them. These hoes, we don't love them. Only need three things from them. Both lips, okay, ass titties. No honey, no bitches. No twitties, no two pennies. Pippin' in these houses. These hoes got no sense. You think about that? Then that ass leaving translation. If you ain't fucking or sucking, then bustin' a gut shit. Get the fucking truck in. Yeah. Bitch, grab your shit and get the fuck out. That's what the fuck gonna fly by. Hold on.
Double cups on deck.
Got your bitch on my dick. Better get it and see now we the shit. Let the mouse know now. Don't make me cuss a bitch out. I need my shit like right now. Don't make me cuss a bitch out.
Sometimes you gotta cut the bitch out instead of singing the bitch.
And wait, was that a bitch crying in the background though?
Yeah, shout out DJ Fab for throwing the time back to them.
Right, because y'all go, so where did y'all find the girl that was crying? Like, was she like a random chick crying on Russ Hammer?
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, they got to get out there, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's a couple, you know, spots over there, gentlemen spots, you know what I'm saying, you get it in there.
I ain't lying, that was funny, like, real life,
that,
funny.
That crying girl made $20 in the strip club that night. It's, hey, I need you to make a crying sound real quick. You only made $20, so you probably could do something really good.
That's what's up, that is funny. And again, y'all, that was my cool picture on Ray P. If y'all want to look that up, can you tell the people where we can find your music at, please?
I'm sorry, repeat that. You know my boy going in right now. I'll
find where we can find your music at.
Oh, yeah. You could go ahead and check me out at SLYCOOP.bandcamp.com. Got the website. Come soon.
That's what's up. Now, I know that you have a group project. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. All right. Kind of got this little this live little group. I said I assembled me and my homie Mike Red and my boy OG Steve. If you ain't know, my boy Mike Red got this it's like this timeless classic song called Jam and Screw. And shout out to 97.9 The Box and Amir Diamond over there. They've been giving him a whole bunch of love over there. And he got a throw visual to go along with that. So go ahead and check my boy Mike Red out too. And my boy OG Steve, he DJs. So he doesn't like being called a DJ. So when you address him, the DJ is silent. So it's just OG Steve. That's like kind of his little thing. So, but yeah, he got a whole bunch of little mixes he got going on. You can check him out on SoundCloud, OG Steve, you know what I'm saying, / on that. We got this project we call, and we a group called The Crew, you know what I'm saying? That's the name of it, The Crew. Hold up.
The Crew, right?
So is Loving The Crew that Drake song, y'all theme song?
I'm not moving. The name of the project is called Crew Love. Sorry about that, yeah. People popping up, you know what I'm saying? Over at the studio right now, people popping up. Boom. The name of the project is Crew Love. And the name of the group is called The Crew. D-A-C-R, the number 3 W. So be on the lookout for that. And it's a collab we're doing with Fresh Prince ATX. Fresh Prince ATX is putting on for a lot of independent and up-and-coming artists out there in the Austin area. So if y'all going out there for South By in March, make sure y'all holler and get Fresh Prince ATX to get some shit going.
You don't see him on my timeline all the time, but I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, for real. Reach out to him, man. He's always, you know, down to work with inspiring, like-minded individuals. So, you know.
I've been thinking about rapping. I'm inspired all over again.
Okay.
Why is
that
funny, though?
Nah, it's not funny. It was more like a chuckle. You know what I'm saying? More like a little chuckle. More like
that's
a laugh. It was reassuring that, you know what I'm saying, to make you feel comfortable. But, yeah. Yeah, I might fuck around and do stand-up. Yeah, I don't know. Thank you.
Don't. Okay. Good.
Right.
So being that, you know, right now, of course, rapping is hot.
Hot.
The thing to do. So
everybody
what separates
everybody
from other artists?
Well, I don't really like to kiss my consider myself as a, you know, a rapper. I try to add an artist to it or something. Just I draw and, you know, dibble-dabble and paint, you know, sketching as well. That's like one of my one of my biggest passions. I design the artwork for a bunch of the projects that we do. So creatively, you know, I'm loving fucking art, you know, designing shit. So, give me a logo or design. How is your boy Sly Coop from Cash O Design?
Holler at Sly Coop, shameless ass plug.
Yeah, so.
Looking
you
for
know,
business. Whoever hook him up with service, let me know so I can get my 5%. No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Boom. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to eat.
So do you have any up and coming shows or anything?
Ooh, shows. I'm kind of chilling on the shows right now. I know I got some visuals we got lined up. You know what I'm saying? About to get these visuals for everybody. We're going to shoot some visuals for We ID. That's the latest project we put out. And, on this Bombs of Knowledge 2 that's dropping, we got some shit we got to certifiably, you know what I'm saying, drop some fucking hooks too. Hold on real quick.
Oh, okay. See, now you know you real life hood when you're in the middle of a live recorded radio interview and you say, hold on right quick.
Yeah, my man, everybody, show me. Yeah. Shout out to my boy Pepper Boy, just walked in. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, crazy. But yeah, pretty good. Yeah. I got
on my Facebook, I think. You know, everybody over there. Shout out to him and all his friends.
Yeah, shout out to him, Sadie. You know what I'm saying? Spring break forever. You know what I'm saying? Boy Donatella. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in there chilling. You know? Yeah. But, yeah. That pretty much sums everything up. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much just, you know, trying to stay positive with everything. You know, trying to, you know, keep being consistent with everything. Stay tuned for them visuals for WEID, Bombs and Knowledge. About to put on for Mo City. Mo City, Texas, what's up? Shout out, you know what I'm saying? Bridegate, Ridge, Mud, Ridge, Gang, Fall City.
Here you go.
Yeah,
people from Mo City are real life proud to be from Mo City, I tell you. Even though y'all did just take the dude from the Southwest and just flip it upside down, I'm not going to call y'all out about it. But hey, that's what happened.
Break your wrist.
I'm just saying, that's what happened. Anyway, but really, how do you feel about the underground artist opportunities in Houston? Do you feel like there are opportunities, or do you feel like you get, you know, more opportunities elsewhere?
Man, sure, as far as the whole, you know, the whole music scene, I think as far as Houston, we have an identity, but we don't actually have an industry. So you really just got to get outside of your city with everything. Like, I took a trip to Boston in August, and shit, I went out there, and I got so much fucking love. Like, people like, oh, you from Houston? Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. It was hard as hell to find some Swishers and some Rillos, like, alone, but I did find some. Everybody was like, oh, shit, what's that? Oh, what's going on? You know, everybody was like, oh, slow it down, you know. Had to let them know. That's how we do it. So, you know, it's just basically just getting out your comfort zone and reinvesting in yourself as the artist. Shit, jumping on the plane and just flying somewhere. You know, just jumping on the plane and flying somewhere. Getting out your city. Having some CDs with you. Having some shit. You know what I'm saying? Look like who you say you is. If that make any sense.
That's what's up, and it's very interesting. You said, look like who you say you is. So, of course, everybody knows, don't nobody want to invest in themselves. Right. They expect everybody else to do it. How do you feel like being an independent artist as far as, like, you know, investing in your projects and things like that?
Man, I believe in myself so much that, shoot, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I ain't got to say nothing. But goddammit, if I had a million, goddammit, I had a million invested, I'd throw that right back into that shit. But it's just about whoever it is you're growing up with, and, you know, you come up with. You know what I'm saying? Just basically just, you know, the people you're vibing with, you know. There's certain people that, you know, in this music, you know, it's a fucking business above all. You got to separate the personal from the business relations, you know what I'm saying, relationships that you do have. So, you know, sometimes, you know, some people, you know, get a lot of shit misconstrued. So, you know, you got to always have everything, you know what I'm saying, in order, especially, you know, with your paperwork and everything. So don't half-step nothing and reinvest in yourself, you know what I'm saying? If you got to get your own publishing company, sign up, get your own publishing company, get that shit going. You know what I'm saying? You basically got to be, yo, you got to run everything. You got to be your own everything with this shit, because, shit, if not, somebody else is gonna tax you on that shit, so might as well. Might as well. So that's what I tell every artist, you know what I'm saying? Reinvest in yourself. That's the key. Get out your comfort zone. Travel. Spread out, get your own buzz built.
Y'all heard him, so don't be acting like that. He's like, y'all get out the house and go travel.
Yeah.
Now, what we were actually going to do is play your song, Baby, that you won last week contest with. So can you tell us about that song, please?
Baby was a song that me and my boy, Bro Danny, we was in the studio one night, and, man, I had this live-ass hook. I be cutting up like bait. And just brought that back, and we started coming up with the track, just started building around it, you know, and then, shit, we just took it to the next level, man. It's basically my shit-talking song. That's like, whatever you got going on, you turn this on, you got to feel 10 times better than whatever the fuck you was feeling. Like, I don't know if I can't curse, I'm sorry, but that's how I was feeling. Like, you know, it just make you feel bigger than who you is, you know? So it's that record to let people know how we do it down south as well. So especially when I get this, you know, video going, you know, you don't know when it's the right time because I don't even have a song available, so, you know, it hasn't officially released, but we did release it on my boy Bro Dini's last compilation, Cool Whips, and you can get that on SoundCloud.
All that. All right, so we're about to go ahead and get into the back of my Sly Coop.
Yeah. Glitz and glamour, shout out.
I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega, ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him, one night no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him, I say one night no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him, I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega, ain't the Sega, to save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him, one night no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him, I say one night no datum, just let's see a psycho chick, you know, Amityville horror. I be killing the choruses, glasses on like Horace Grant. Where the fuck my Jacksons? I'm talking that Tito and Jermaine, I'm talking white honkies, no chains. Now let me lead this pain up on your brain. I'm from the land of candy paint and super dank. We be popping trunk and mixing drink, pulling cables and stacking paper. That's just how we do it. Slab line outside the club, we never go inside, cause we too wide. We never hide, cause we too proud. Spaceships with belts and buckles, no laser beams. This for them traps and trunks, pistol grip, public you want. This America is your right, freedom fight, gone shine bright. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Sega, ain't a sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I be cutting up like Vega, took it back like Vega, ain't the fake. To save him, ain't gon' lie, might play him. One night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no datum, just a couple shots, no chase him. I'm never soft, I go hard. Cut your girl like a porn star, I'm a Decepticon and Louis Vuitton. To take the chick from your arm like Megamon. Who's my bad man, Mega Man? Angola, I'm high mom. Fly the greatest, no dialogue. Now say if I time like Candyman. Big in the crew, outstanding. There's no talk, all action. I put it down, she pick it up. Tell her home girl to back it up. Sold it up like Bagwell. Knock the thing out the park. Translation ain't full of bull. Just trying to get my wings. Why is you trying to clip them? Ping, pang, pow, pow. Made a couple moves, now they loving me now. I be cutting back like Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Took it back like Vegas. Ain't in sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him.
Yeah.
One night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. I be cutting up like Vegas. Took it back like Vegas. Ain't in sight. To save him, ain't gon' lie. Might play him.
Yeah.
One night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him. I say one night, no date him. Just a couple shots, no chase him.
Hello.
And
hi, guys.
Back.
Said it come out of nowhere, hollering, and we're back. Anyway, that was Baker. That's my coupe. Once again, in a mix, going in. Really, right there, that was a freestyle, and y'all didn't even know it. I have talent. I don't care what you're saying. I'm going to rap next week. Anyway. Before we get out of here, Sly, that is an interesting name. Can you give us a little bit on your five top artists in the game right now? Fast. Think fast. Go. It happens, guys. It really does.
He might not hear us. I think he was doing something bigger, huh?
Real life, he did tell me his battery was on 1%. It probably died.
Yeah, I was on 1%, but I managed to get a hold of a charger. You know.
Good. I'm proud of you. Now, back to what I just asked you, and you were not here to answer it. Who are your top five artists in the game right now?
These artists are what? I said it's not too many artists that I listen to, but the ones that I see.
Huh.
I'm listening to Schoolboy Q and Kendrick. Fucking with Black Kid. I don't know if you heard of the homie Big Fat, but he's an artist from out in Houston. He just dropped an appetizer, and it's pretty live.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So before we let you go, is there anything else that you wanted to let all your fans, supporters, and listeners know before we let you go tonight?
Yes. I would like to inform everyone that this is Drug Awareness Month, so talk to your kids about the effects that they have on you mentally. So call it Slack Cool Music. That's SOYCOOP. MUSIK. Thank you.
Yeah, I know what. We just gonna take that and roll with it. But on the real, it is Drug Awareness Month. And on the cool, Sly Coop, I've been knowing this man for a minute now. And like one time I met him to pick up some clothes, some shirts from his little clothing line. And he was really at a school doing a little drug awareness thing with the kids. So big ups to him. Shout out for that. You know, no matter how many drugs that he might be around from time to time, he still doesn't want the kids to get on him, okay? So, he's an awesome person for that. And thank you so much for joining us tonight on Glitz and Glamour. It was a pleasure having you, and hopefully right. When you do be off your project, you will come back.
All right. Hot pussy.
And give us a little taste of that.
Hot pussy.
You said, wait, what happened to Hot Pussy? Is that coming back?
He's coming back, full force, full fledged, disrespectfully.
Like, really, like, he got a clothing line, Hot Pussy, and it was, like, the dopest Hello Kitty smoking a blunt, and he just stopped.
Yeah, Drug Awareness Month. Remember that, kids. remember that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
This is Miss Money, you buy. You're a Council for America.
That's what's up. All right, so we're going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you so much for the interview. We look forward to hearing from you, though.
All right, listen to the rest of the show, y'all. Yeah, keep up the great work.
All right, thank you.
Holla.
Yeah, I know. After I did that, I almost realized just hung up.
Oh, Lord. Really?
I'm about to be like, and? There you go.
All right, so I know we got some, hey, let's see, we got some real stuff y'all got in here. Going to a quick music break, we come back, we go into the second hour. We're going to go with the D-Ray, Shake It.
Shake it, D-Ray.
Mm-hmm. Is that me? My own.
Yeah. I better not see none of you hoes standing
Ray,
still on
Ray,
this one, man.
Bend that ass over, now drop it, now shake it, don't stop it. Bend that ass over, now drop it, now shake it, don't stop it. Shake that ass.
When I'm on that loud pack, I be no dickin'. Beat that pussy up about 45 minutes. Look out in the mirror, hit the duggin' while I'm stickin'. Then she let me out, I fit her mouth like a dentist.
Bend that ass over, now drop it, now shake it, don't stop it. Bend that ass over, now drop it, now shake it, don't stop it. Shake that ass.
Shake that ass. Shake that ass. Shake that ass. Shake that ass. Shake that ass.
Ned. You can call me Mr. Briscoe.
Again for the second week.
What's up? What's up? All right, Angela, where you at? Angela. She must have tripped over something while she was on the phone or while she was on the show. Like, well, I got something for her when she comes in. I know how I'm doing, right? Well, why are we waiting for her? How you feeling over there, Lord? How you doing over there?
I am good. Everybody, y'all can follow me at Dimp87. That's DIMP87 on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me, follow me, follow me. I have good pictures, so please follow me. I love seeing the team, so y'all do y'all thing. What's going on with you, man?
I'm pretty good. Okay, that's the other dog. Angela, we got you now?
Yeah. Right now, I am watching the funniest motherfucking video. Yeah, no, what happened was I went out of my area, phone dropped, and then I called back, but I didn't know that you didn't realize I had dropped anyway. But I was just kind of blanked out when you first came back on because this girl is on Instagram whooping some man's ass, and the shit is hilarious, okay? When I say she kicked his ass, she kicked his ass. I needed that laugh. Laugh of the day.
Y'all gotta go to this Instagram page. It's KBB underscore CEO. That shit was funny.
Damn. We're gonna get you some help, Lord.
Please do. I need it. Oh, yeah, shout out to them. She is on the line tonight, and we are going to go ahead and get into our topic, which was brought to us actually by my girl, Desi. And can you tell us again what that topic is tonight?
Yes, love. So tonight's topic is basically, I forgot the phase. Yeah, I pray for me. I have a little girl. She's 2 years old, so it's just like my mind is just all around her. Mixing business with pleasure is tonight's topic. So I kind of had the idea. I was, what is so funny? I didn't even like start yet. I was just like, what's so funny?
Because it's already for the get real. I'm already there.
It's about to get real.
I mean,
but that's just, you know, in certain situations, like in life, just in, it's a general aspect of it, you know, like things happen, and people will use that to their advantage to get what they want. So that's a nice topic. So I wanted to see, you know, what you guys thought about it. So please call in, and Angela, you can chime in at any time. So, you know. Just kind of get another outlook on it.
Well,
okay,
just like that. So if you do want to call in and comment on the topic, it's 347-202-0389. And just press the one to talk, because Cedi don't be paying attention.
Okay. Let me go ahead and put it on blast, because you know what? I do pay attention, but I'm going to need y'all, when I call you, don't act like you in second grade, like you don't know what your damn number is. You know what your number is. I'm talking to you. So let me go ahead and get that. Let me go ahead and go into the atmosphere right now.
No, shit. I swear, that was pretty funny. Anyway, into this topic. Let's go. Steady, go.
Ooh, man, where can I start, man? It's a lot. Nah, it's, I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, the way you set it up was interesting, but there's a lot of things that you kind of go in like, hey, business. I have a certain different view than some people. You know, a lot of people think a certain way, I think another way. Because, I mean, for me personally, I don't have a problem with people that's in the industry talking to each other. I have a problem with people in the industry that's talking to each other just to get ahead. There's a huge difference. Like, if you're talking to somebody, let's say, for instance, you're in model, and you're talking to males in the industry. Like, that's not the, like, the problem is, to me, is not that you're talking to them. Is that either A, y'all, only reason why you're talking to him is so you can try to get ahead, like, if I date him, you know, I can get in a video, I can do this, or, you know, he's trying to talk to you, just, you know, he's trying to do the videos and stuff just so he can talk to you, you know, it's stupid. Like, I find no problem people talking to each other in the industry. It's just when it's one thing to have a common goal, but don't be just talking to each other just to use each other. There's too much of that going on, and you know, I've seen plenty of people it work very well. That they in the industry, same industry, and they talk to each other because they have the mature mindset to be able to handle that and be able to separate the two. That okay, yes, we both are in the same industry. We might even at some point in time work with each other. But the end of the day, we know how to separate, okay, let's get business done, and then set the personal stuff aside when it's time for personal time. Some people not getting that, and it's ridiculous. And that's what it's, that's what, that's why it's so hard for some of you to wrap their hands around it and not feel them on that.
Yeah, he really did. He kind of like summed it up, like, for real, for real.
Feel some kind of way. Now, I don't know, really, I'm not pro mixed and business relationships, but I'm not completely against it. Me personally, nah. I don't trust you. Not interested in it. It's happening.
Have you ever talked to an artist or ever talked to anybody else in the industry? That's a great question to approach you with.
Yes, I have talked to someone else in the industry. But,
have you worked with that
person
that you talked to?
Huh?
Have you ever collaborated with that person that you talked to?
Yep. We've collaborated.
And see, that was mixing.
We still do.
And that's
so
technically mixing business and pleasure. See, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
If people don't want to admit it, because if they do, it's
going to make it seem like there's some type of way. And I just need knowing how you are, Angela. It don't seem like you just talked to the person because it was just trying to get ahead. It's like you were just, it just ironically had the same common goal, and that's why you were talking to the person. So, and this is because I know who you are, and I know the type of person you are that I can say that.
Yeah, very, 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 very true. I mean, I would say this. Being in a relationship as a model is not easy, depending on the field of modeling that you're in. If you're dealing with a person with insecurity, and being with a man who is an artist is not easy. If you're a woman with insecurity. So being that y'all both know this business, that right there caused a problem alone.
I feel you.
I know what happens on the road. I know what happens with the photographers. It's like, what the fuck, chill. Like, every person is not the same. I'm not going to lie. It is plenty of chicks who sleep with photographers. Plenty of chicks who sleep with magazine owners. It's plenty of chicks who sleep with the friends of the friends who got a friend with a magazine or can get them in a video or who grew up with. But that's not every chick. Like, every chick has their own standards, goals, and morals. Some higher than others. But, I mean, that's how that's just all laid out. And a lot of women do, you know, use people. And men use women as well to get ahead in the game. But I guess that's a matter of just watching yourself and your own surroundings. You got to be, you know, you got to keep your eyes open for that type of stuff, knowing your position. If you have a strong position where you can be used, you should know, you know, your position. You should know, like, your value, your worth. And you should know the type of people to come up to you and try to work with you for who you really are. Those who come up to you on some snake shit, trying to just use you to get ahead, which it often happens. I had a friend who tried to use me all the damn time. Like, I didn't fucking notice. Ain't nobody slow, but, hey, you can't do what a person doesn't allow.
That's true. But you know what's so funny? I'm sorry.
No, you good. Go ahead.
Because I was going to say, you know, like, just, like, listening to you, like, I'm a college student, and, of course, I'm looking for that corporate job, you know, and I kind of thought about that Tyler Perry movie. I don't know if y'all seen it. I think it's A Family That Prays or something like that. Well,
yeah,
it's kind of, like, funny because, like, in the corporate field, I mean, I'm not racist at all, and I really, like, all the listeners out there, please don't take this in any kind of way, but I just really need to, like, just make this fact, like, because this happened to me, like, one time. The industry, a lot of, like, big name corporate. I'm not going to put no business name out there, but I went to fill out an application. So it was just an internship. And for a summer, just for 2 months or whatever. And the lady at the front desk, she was like, you know, baby, just to kind of let you know, the only way you're going to get on with this job or any type of internship is with this job if you know somebody on the inside. And I was like, well, what you mean? I said, I got all the qualifications. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can show you,
like, what, just because my resume says something, I can show you, I can put everything on my resume, but I'm not trying to boast and brag, but I am qualified. I'm pretty much, like, overqualified, not to toot my own horn, but she was like, I'm just saying, you know, you might have to screw your way in. Like, that's just what, and she was honest with me. She told me, you know, in the corporate field, white folks don't want us black people to, I mean, like I say, don't listeners, please don't take this any kind of way, but she was honest with me, and she told me, like, straight up, like, you're going to have to screw your way in. Like, that's just what it is.
Damn.
And that movie, that Tyler Perry movie, is like, you know, that lady, I wouldn't say Sanaa Lathan, her character, she screwed her way to the top, but it's like, it seems to be that way when you looking on the outside at this person. Oh, so that's how you move it up in the company. You schooling the boss. You doing this, you doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't. It's just, like, kind of funny in that sense of, like, trying to be, like, a corporate feel with the, you know, the upper class people, whatever you want to call them. I don't know. It's just, like, really interesting because some people feel like, you know, oh, well, you need me. You need this job. So what you going to do, for, you know, in order to get this job? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, I mean, it do gets that deep when it comes to, like, the corporate field, you know. So, I don't know. It's pretty interesting,
but what
though.
Does sex have to do? I mean, that's stupid, though. I mean, what you going to do to get this job? Work hard? It's prove to you I can work? That's stupid. I don't understand people like that because what the fuck?
They don't give a damn if you can work or not. They
sucking dick got to do with doing some typing or something. You know, this is they got to do with
I'm serious, though. I'm so serious. Like, I used to be a security guard, and one of the ladies, I'm just going to put the name out there. ExxonMobil, they, next to BP off of I-10, the lady told me, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm so serious, because maybe we can get a call.
I got to tell you something. A thing I was realized. No, Ed, don't say the people names. I always call it free promotion. Because when they don't deserve the free promotion, don't give it to them.
But I'm so serious, though. Like, she was like, you got to really bust your, like, women of color, men of color, you going to have to bust your butt to keep your job. They don't want you. And, like, you really have to, and then sometimes they'll just push your buttons just so you can quit. Like, they're really doing, or you're going to have to do something. What you going to do? You need this job. Okay, so what you going to do?
Thank
you know, so it's like, you need me, right? You got kids, right? You got a family, okay, and bills. So what you going to do for me? You need this job? I'm your boss, kind of like, you know. Damn, I kind of feel like I feel violated. I feel disrespected as a black woman. But it's like, you know, that's why I think at the end of the day, this me and Angela is like, want to be our own boss, not just for that reason, but for me, that has something to do with it, a little bit of it. Yeah. I want to be my own
boss.
I don't
some days I just don't fucking want to go to work.
Okay, well, that's true, but I'm just saying, you know.
So you're telling me you ain't never got up and been like, shit, I really don't feel like dealing with these white people today.
Yeah, that's everything.
And every Monday, I felt great. But usually every Monday and Friday, that's how I feel.
Mondays
like,
off. Man, Monday be the longest day of my life. Monday come around every week. Yes, I know, but it's something about that damn Monday that just fucks me up.
Friday, you know what? I don't know which one is worse, Friday or Monday. Because Friday would be hard for me because I'm like, oh my God. Once I'm done with today, the weekend starts, but these are ripping in. Like, it just drives you nuts. Because you've been there 4 days in a row already. And you're like, I get paid every Friday, so. I be crying every Friday. Like, hey, give me the hell out this mug. I'm ready to turn up.
Fetty childish. We're about to go ahead and get into some music, y'all. Who's about to play, Fetty?
We're about to play. You know what, man? You know what I'm feeling. I'm playing one of some females in the building. So I'm going to go ahead and go all the way to Georgia. Dredger, and play my girl Kiki Monroe on Ride or Die. Because at the end of the day, it's we want ride or die people, whether it's in relationships or in business, because at the end of the day, Maya Angelou is one of my ride or die people in this industry all day, every day. And I love her like she's like a friend I ever had. I have, not saying I ain't got no friends, but she's another great friend in the industry that is very great to have her, and she really always has her best interest in me and pretty much doesn't let me down. She's always going above beyond to do what she got to support me and vice versa.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, Angela's awesome. Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we'll be back.
Started as a my girl, I gotta take that right route. Like I'm receiver, intentions to bag the diva. Oh man, she's staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer and said, give me a call. Been played, but I feel like a winner, and I don't want to hit her with interrogation, yet I'm trying to pick a brain with every one of my statements, like, where you working at, your hobby, staying here a while, oh, you study that, you like, what teams fly, they fly, but it wasn't awkward, cause we shared some laughing grins, and next week we plan to do the same thing again. Romantic flick cuddled on the couch. I took a quick glance at her and her eyes locked. Suddenly we cared less about the movie plot. Instead we're making out, soon we're getting undressed. And I'm sure that y'all already know what happened next. A long relationship. We have our problems like any average couple, but the love we have will get them resolved on the double. She understands I'm on my grind, we're working studio, and I support all her ambitions, dreams, and goals. You'll see a nice sparkling ring on her finger soon. Had to think this all stems from one afternoon.
Model Angela in the studio with who are you?
Desi.
Desi is in the building for a second week. Hello, guys.
So I went to our Instagram and Twitter. Desi looks very nice.
What?
Very nice, Lord. What? Very nice.
Thank you. Y'all can follow me at Dimp87 is D-I-M-P-87 on Twitter and Instagram.
So follow her. You see she got her nice sexual voice on tonight.
Oh, girl.
Anyway. Hi, guys. Okay, back to our topic.
We got a caller, too, for the topic as well.
Oh, dude. Let's talk to them.
Yes, we do. All right, for bringing on to the line, we got oh, Shakira. What's up? What's up?
Hey, people.
Welcome to the
Hello.
Show.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
How are you? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour.
Thank you. Good show, Bob. Very interesting.
Thank you much. Now, they said that you wanted to call in and comment on our topic, which is mixing business and pleasure. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I just wanted to say business and pleasure is always going to me, it's just always going to exist because you have to, like, you don't want to work with someone that you don't like. Most people work with people that they actually like, so it's always going to be together, regardless of how people want to look at it or take it. And the pleasure part doesn't always have to be physical. It could just be mental, just making those deposits with people where they want to work with you or, you know, just taking the time to getting to know somebody so you can get in. I see what y'all were saying in regards to Angela was saying, like, the girl, one of her quote-unquote friends, like, trying to use her. Now, in that way, that's obvious when someone's just hitting you up or calling you or whatever, when they just want something or they want, you know, want you to help them get them out. But most of the time, it's always going to go together. Even with the company I work with now, to get where I am now, I had to, like, go out to dinners with them and just make those deposits. So a lot of times you have to mix business and pleasure to get where you want. And it doesn't always have to be, like, you know, sleeping around or things like that. But it's always going to be together because no one wants to work with someone that they don't like. So.
I had to strip a little bit
for my last boss. I was like, oh no, I can't. I gotta get her back. Gave her my sipping days.
Stop. But you really did make a good point. I like how you used the word make deposit. That was a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I like that.
There, especially you and your, you know, position with the corporate business. I won't say the name because he said don't make them big, but you don't necessarily have to sleep with somebody, but you're definitely always going to have to take that extra mile or, you know, just make that deposit to get to where you want to be at. So especially, don't take it the wrong way, white people. Most famous or rich people, in my opinion, never hasn't got to where they're at without doing something, you know, extra. So it just is what it is. You know, we live in America, so it is what it is.
Right.
Okay,
I mean,
like
I was the boss,
like
I told a chick she got to learn how to spell long dick.
Oh my. No, but what I'm, okay, I understand where you're coming from, but it's like, okay, you know, everybody have to have a resume when it comes to, like, any type of job or anything like that. Okay, and I understand, like, making extra deposit. And like you say, it's not always sexual. You are right. It could be, you could be extra friendly or maybe a kiss ass. But I feel like if I'm qualifying, well, basically, if I'm putting in for a position that's available and I have an interview and everything sounds good and I'm doing my part or whatever, I don't mind, like, being friendly because that's not going to hurt me in any kind of way. But I don't feel like I should be a kiss ass to kind of move up and get promoted or to progress in the company. I just don't feel like I should do that. I mean, I feel like I have shown myself I am not only qualified, but I am, like, I'm more than, like, I can get this up. Like, why do I need to do all that extra stuff? Like, I don't feel like I should do that. So you saying
right.
that in some
right.
way it's okay to do that?
Oh, no, I got to jump in on that one because I feel you, especially at my current job, you know, a lot of people that move up kiss so much ass, you know, if they suck it, they kiss any more ass than they do now, they can be selling over vacuum cleaners. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, you're going, I mean, I can walk around with baby wipes because people are kissing so much goddamn ass around there. And,
exactly.
You know,
because,
I was up for a permission position. And, you know, one of the things about me, which is stupid, because that one of the questions they asked me was, well, do you think everybody be able to, first of all, I'm well qualified. But so when it's people that's, y'all supposed to be up in a high position to ask me questions, there's something wrong with that. That's one. That's number one. Number two is if I'm going to be, you know, I can't help it. At the end of the day, everybody has a different personality. If every manager is the same way, it's not going to get nothing done. You got to have a mixture of personalities. And I can't help with that. My personality is just naturally a friendly person. And they got a problem with that there. They want you to walk around and be a bitch, but they want you to suck up to them. In the day, I'm fine being where I'm at now because they suck up to me more than if I was to be a manager, so I'm just fine with it.
That's what's up. And, you know, like, I have never been a kiss ass, never will be a kiss ass, because I really just don't give a shit enough to kiss no ass.
Really exactly. And exactly, because
right.
You know what, Angela, especially like in the model, like with modeling and stuff, look, let me tell you something.
Oh, I know some kiss asses, okay? And I'm
but
just looking
it,
like, this is
I'm keeping 100 on that. If you ain't got to kiss my ass, but you got to at least show me some goddamn, it's difference between kissing ass and showing respect, because some of these people don't be showing you respect. They be feeling like you, they are above you and all that type of stuff, and you one of the people that looked out for them when nobody was looking out, when nobody was looking out for them, and you did everything in your power to help them, and you helped them with the resources of getting the people around them, and then once they feel they bigger than you, they don't fucking give a damn. I don't want to call them names up, but it's some people, it's a chick at ATL. First, this is the first place to play her music ever. And I remember her manager was all my fucking inbox. Yeah, man. Can you tell me what you think about this music? You know, I'm letting them know, giving them real feedback and stuff, and they're like, they can't fuck with me no more. You know, it's type of shit like that. That's just a team kissing ass and showing some damn respect, and some people don't understand that shit. Ain't nothing old, but damn, you should just have a certain mindset about you to be loyal.
You know what? Y'all piss Sandy off because Sandy don't get upset like this and cuss. So whoever the fuck you are,
you didn't say too much shit on the Tuesday show. You ain't been on Monday and Wednesday. I talked so much shit on there.
Good. I had to piss Sandy off for the night. That dog.
Oh, I tell
you,
you should be
pissed
yesterday.
Like
I was real
either.
Pissed yesterday.
That ain't real at all. But you know what? Like, now that I've been working with Trap Door Magazine and Trap Inc. Magazine, it's real funny because, like, when it's other smaller stuff that I'm doing and I'll hit up a model or I hit up an artist, I hit whoever up, you know, who fits the description for what this person is looking for, if I'm just trying to help them fill in the blanks, and I hit somebody up about it and they are trying to act like, oh, well, no, I'm not interested or no, I don't want to do it, you know, try to blow you off, like your position isn't important enough for them to be involved with it. But then when you see later on how it's growing and it's building, you come back
mm-hmm.
and try the same thing
exactly.
later. It doesn't
yeah.
work like that. Like, an artist hit me up to be on the show, and it was like, oh, okay, so is it an in-studio? And I'm like, no, we're not doing in-studio interviews currently. He's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll hit you up, you know, when you get in the studio. And when
that's
you do,
though.
I
who
am going
to mean, the point, I like it. I
but
like
see, people like that, who
you in Houston, I'm in Fort Worth. How can we both, you know, that's a four-hour drive. She wants to be in the studio with each other every damn day. People just don't make no fucking sense these days, man.
Yeah, like, but, you know, people like that, it's like, you know what, yeah, in the near future, you're going to want to fuck with me, and I am going to luxury tax the shit out you. Yep, I am the queen of the luxury tax. Know this. Shit on me now. I will tax your ass later.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
Mm. That's
crazy.
Yeah, oh, my God. Y'all got us in turned up mode.
I'm talking about, with that being said, I'm really a nice person, guys. Don't even worry about it. Really, I really am a nice person. Until you piss me off, you rub me wrong, you're disrespectful. Don't fucking be disrespectful.
And I'm that way, too, man. Like, you know that. You know how I'm overly nice sometimes. Because you know, with the situation, you know people don't, because people always want to ask, well, what happened? Because they always do this every time I make a transition on the show. Well, what happened with this? What happened with that? I'm not going to go all into detail, but it's a lot. I'm a person, I give chance after chance after chance after chance after chance after
mm-hmm.
chance after chance of so much shit until it just gets to the point where I don't allow it no more and I keep it moving. So people can think I'm bitchy or whatever, but it's well justified.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really, Sandy does take a lot before he actually lets it go. I'm not going to even lie to y'all. I'm not going to even lie. And you know what? I learned one thing. And, you know, another thing that should be a topic is, like, business and family, because that's one thing that's pretty hard to mix. too.
I can go against
family
that.
Family just feels like you should give them some slack of some kind just because they're your family. But my thing is, and I've learned this over the years from putting together, taking part and piecing together different parts of my team itself, you have to find people who are just as driven for success as you are. Otherwise, that
yep.
shit ain't going to work. Simple as that.
Well, my family, you know what? I think my family is one of the rare cases because, like, versus, like, my dad booked me to DJ this event in the park, community event. Keep that in mind. My dad didn't say, hey, let me discount. Let me see what kind of discount I can get on you. He paid me my worth and then some to DJ there. What's that? My mom, when she had stuff, my mom, she didn't say, my first issue of the magazine came out, she didn't say, hey, how can I get a discount? She was like, oh, where do I need to go buy it? No questions asked. It's not too many people whose family know how to do that. Like, I always want to hook up. My family, when we got something going on, we support each other. And that's what a lot of people, I feel that's what a lot of fuck-ups going on. Everybody too busy trying to say where the damn hookup's at and not work for, at least work for, or try to get some equal value.
Yeah, buddy. That's your problem now. Like how everybody, I'm not going to say no particular boutique name, but y'all know who y'all are, selling them damn leather-like joggers for fucking $46, and your ass got them off of AliExpress for $11.48.
Ooh, girl. Ooh, that is so
I'm
true.
I'm
going
to call y'all out. I mean, nothing wrong. I understand the business. You got to make your profit. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. But tripling your profit off of one cheap-ass pair of pants, I probably ain't going to be able to wear more than two times. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Fucking ridiculous. And you're not the only person that's selling them at that.
Exactly.
If you knew any better, you'll do some better. Your ass will sell them way cheaper. Moving and more makes more sense than selling five.
Exactly.
It's just high-ass
exactly.
price where you can sell 20 at the lower price. Clown, but that's not even my field, so I'm not going to even talk about y'all. I ain't really just slandering nobody. I'm just saying, stop fucking over people. You work hard.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then this
is
it?
That's just that's ridiculous because I know that, like, for real, I really want to say the name, but I can't say that. I ain't going to say that, though. But that's, like, so true, though. I don't even know how to they don't have anything to do with business and pleasure. Well, I guess so, because they trying to pleasure their own self or whatever, making money off that my ass.
Right. Right.
My damn nerve. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, you know what? You brought it up. We had somebody say it even better for us. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that. Anyway, Sadie, we need some music. What's up? What you got for us?
Oh, man. Okay, I'll give you another track, man. I know we got about 14 more minutes left to go. So, I hate this. This is so much. Yeah, y'all see my switchboard every day. This is ridiculous. Okay, you got to breathe, Lord. Okay, I'm going to be goofy. Y'all got to bear with me, Lord. This is Turquoise G. This is Turquoise G. Shout out to the people from Turquoise G. Man, they're making a bunch of moves going all over the country right now. This is Let Me Smang It.
Hummer boo at the crib just chillin', chillin'. Trying to figure out what I'm gonna do today. How about you throw on something sexy and come my way? I got a treat for you and you gonna like it. I hear those giggles, go ahead and get excited. You say in bed that your man is a lame guy. Having sex with him is just like watching paint dry. Damn, I really hope that ain't true. But if it is, here's what I'm gonna do for you. And when you get here, I'm
not just gonna bang it, I'ma smash it too, so let's just say I'm gonna slang it.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me sling it, girl.
Crazy. Hope your muscles warmed up, you can't be lazy.
Get loose.
This is what I like to call smash bang fusion. Gotta focus, mama, you don't wanna get a crush contusion. I like to mix it up, I like to do stuff. I like to start slow, and then I beat it up. You should be cautious,
cautious.
Don't be scary. I'ma have you looking like a wild thornberry. The locals got you dry, well let me be your tourist. And I'll leave your body feeling like a rainforest.
Dress, so let's get it poppin'.
Tell me, can you hang? Then let me sling it, baby, smash it and bang.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart bang.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart bang.
Link Fawzi, Nono Rosa Nation. Smash and bang is my favorite combination. Kiss it to your toes till you get that sensation. It's a love scene, baby, with no communication. Baby, got minds off now to the next location. Baby, I need inspiration, your mouth fixation. Smanging them jaws is my life separation. F dot force, love, ladies, and relations.
Love it.
Call me Marathon, my jimmy run long. Call me Schwarzenegger, my sex game strong. I smang it Tarantino from dusk till dawn. I smang it everywhere, from the bed to the lawn.
Let me smang it, girl. Smash it in there.
Let me smang it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart bang.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart bang.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart bang.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it and burn. The way I work that kitty gonna make your heart bang.
And they from where?
And they are, where are they originally? What is Turk Rajif originally from? Did they from NC originally? Don't quote me on that. Yeah, because they actually have over, how many do they have on YouTube? At the time they came on the show, they had over 20 million views on YouTube. And now they like doing stuff all over the country. Between, they've done shows in Canada, they've done shows all over the U.S. So they making some moves.
Mm-hmm.
They make a lot of goofy, they make a lot of goofy songs. You know, they just, they, that's what they do best. And they be catchy, but they be, they still be goofy though.
It's something. I'm not really sure. Guys, it's been a long week.
She's so lost for words. She's like, okay.
No, I'm trying to keep it positive here. Anyway, y'all make sure y'all grab the next issue of Trapdoor Magazine along with Trap Inc. So it will be dropping next week. And, of course, I am the VP for both Inn and Trapdoor. I do have an interview slash article that I did with Tone Trump telling his latest, most recent projects from his book to his movie to his EP to his signing with Young Jeezy. So that is an interview that you do want to tune into. And y'all, like, made it so bad. So I went to Dallas the past weekend. I left my charger on my computer, and, like, the only way it works, because, you know, of course it dies, and my whole interview was on there, so I had to redo the whole thing from my iPhone. So, yeah. Shout out to me for typing up a whole interview on my iPhone. I'm pretty fucking awesome. Anyway. I get one
Let's
piece
see, we
of
got, just guess what else we got. We got about 9 more minutes.
We got about 9 more minutes.
I guess some closing arguments. I guess we can close the arguments out. So this is DIMP Sam from the 87.
I mean, at the end of the day, just people work hard. Don't be a fool and don't be taken advantage of. Like, if you feel like you have to lower your standards and your morals for someone, I wouldn't do it. I just move around and just pray and ask God to, like, show me something else and direct me to something that's, like, way better. Because business and pleasure, I'm sorry. I'm not kissing no ass and I ain't giving no ass. So, there you go. That's my, I'm done with, like, that's it for me.
So, what's your boyfriend's advice? Nigga, give him no ass?
Yeah, of course, because that's not my guy, but
no, he ain't getting no either.
But he's a boss, so he's not getting any ass, so too bad.
What are you talking about? It's a slip fool. Like, you telling me you would not give your boyfriend some ass if you're a boss?
Yeah, I would, as long as all the bills paid at home, then you get some ass.
And what if he wants some ass in the office? What if he say, I want some in the office right now?
Well, as long as all the bills pay, he can get that shit on that desk, in that car, on the dresser, wherever he wants it.
Damn, as we say, all the bills. Man, what the hell are you paying for?
Girl, my check is for fun. Shit. For extracurricular activities. You know, the going to the movies, you know, shit like that. Buying clothes. That's what my check for.
All right, so I guess before Angela give her all her closing argument, I'm going to give my short thing. As far as my thing, at the end of the day, if you want to get promoted with me, you got to learn how to spell long dick.
Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck up. That ain't got shit to do with nothing.
If you ain't going to spell long dick, you ain't getting no job.
Okay, Sadie, the mic has been taken away from you. My closing arguments, I just want to say, yeah, I kind of agree with the caller today. Business and political kind of go hand in hand, because even if, you know, y'all weren't doing, you know, whatever together, until y'all got together, it's still going to mix sooner or later somehow or another because of time, and just has to. There's just no way around it. But hopefully, you know, that person you're with makes that business and that pleasure awesome for you. Can't really speak for anybody else, but I'm having no problems. Anywho, before I go, I do want to shout out Queen Gang.
Hey, I love her.
Queen Gang.
She's been fucking with Life at the Dust Live in Dust Spot for the longest. So I fucks with her all day long. That's even before You Ain't About That Life and everything came out. We was fucking with her.
Yeah, she is super
cool.
And they sent me my official Queen Gang beanie today, and I feel like I am so cool. But I do need to get me a hoodie since it's getting cold. So shout out to Queen Gang one time. Again, shout out to Trapdoor Magazine. Also, Be Unique Hair. And La Chic, Boutique as well. Daisy, I don't know if you have any shout-outs you want to give at this time.
Just shout-out everybody that's listening today. I've been posting and posting, like, all day today and yesterday, so shout-out to those that participated in the show, whether you called or you didn't call. I appreciate it. Much love.
That is what's up. Also, I was about to say something, but I don't remember what I was about to say, so that shit really didn't help.
My shout-outs, I want to shout-out to the food stamp program for helping people eat good, you know, about y'all, man, people will be eating good. I want to shout out to all the girls in the strip club that's busting the open, because you are the reason that the future is brighter. And then also I want to shout out you two of y'all, because y'all are two beautiful young ladies who are doing what it do and keeping it classy, Houston, Texas. All right, and shout out to the listeners.
Shout out to H-Town one time, two times, three times. Make sure we probably bring back the Hot or Not song by the next week. So, artists, if you have music that you want to get played in the battle, be sure to send it via email, mp3, along with your contact info to indieeverything@gmail.com. Make sure that you follow me on all my social networks, because I also give you information there, as well as tweet and take submissions at I Am Model Angela, and that's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I do respond to people, and I follow people back if you're interested. No, I'm not going to follow you back if you've got like 50 followers in your page private. What the fuck? But it happens to the best of them, I guess. So with all of that stuff being said, we will be here next week, same time, same place, 10, Glitz and Glamour, along with, not sure about Houston Riri, but DF87 here, Desi, is a new part of my show. I'm not really sure if she knows she's going to be here every week, but she will. Welcome her to the team, guys. And we will talk to you guys next week. Thank you all for joining us. It's been wonderful.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Y'all.
Bye.
Good night,
DC. All right, well, bye. Bye, snitches. And bye, scallywags.
Bye.